Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ video ministry. Services are presented on YouTube, Facebook, and our website 1 week following recording. This week's message is titled, Everybody Hurts, and the scripture reading is from 1 Peter 1:3-6. Thank you to Glynis, Dave, Don, and Amy for being involved in the video. We know December is a hard month for a lot of people, and if you are struggling with mental health, addiction, or problem gambling, please visit connectsontario.ca for help.
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to see so many snow bravers. Our first snow of the season. It's amazing. I have a little dog, and she was born in the spring. And so I got up really early this morning to see. It'll be so amazing to watch her in the snow and scooting things up in the air. It was such a lunch bag letdown. She was like, what is this? What is this stuff? And she sniffed around and discovered she could stick her nose in the snow. Wow, wasn't that great? Anyway, I'm hoping for a little more snow so it becomes more of a bouncy thing. Anyway, it's wonderful to see everyone here this morning. Let's begin by having a prayer for our service. Dearest Lord God, thank you so much for all the blessings that you give us. God, thank you for the first snowfall. It's super exciting to see the snow and reminds us that even though you put things to sleep for a while, there will be spring and things will rise up again. In the meantime, we're grateful that we get to enjoy the beauty that you create for us. God, we ask your blessing on so many people who are ill, who are not feeling well, who have heavy hearts. God, we ask your blessing certainly on Canadians on the East and the West Coast that are dealing with flooding. God, we know that all around the world there are so many things going on, and God, even though we couldn't begin to list them or pray for them individually, God, we do ask your blessing for those people, God, that, God, it's even hard for us to imagine dealing with some of the things that people around the world have to deal with. And God, we think about Afghanistan and especially the women there that will be undergoing huge changes. God, we know that many of the things that disasters and I guess prayer-worthy things that are happening, we will never even hear about. And God, it is our prayer that you would be with each one of those people because we know that they are your children just as we are. God, we love you. We ask you to bless our time together this morning. God, it is truly good to be together as a people. God, we love you so much and thank you for the many, many blessings that you lavish on us. Help us to be even more aware of them than we already are. God, we love you. We thank you for taking such good care of us as a papa does. God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We also have a couple of birthdays. Lee has a birthday, and we have an anniversary to celebrate this week, Chris and Rebecca. We are in the fabulous Black Friday, Cyber Monday awesomeness. Everything's on sale, and you can get some great deals time. But following Cyber Monday is Giving Tuesday, and that's when we can focus our energies on giving to others because, you know, we've got these great deals, but let's do something with the people that can't take advantage of the great deals. So in light of that, Great Lakes Bible College is having a fundraising day on Giving Tuesday. And if you are interested in finding out more about that, you can visit GLBC, so Great Lakes Bible College.ca /give for more information. So we have a scripture reading this morning in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now, for a little while, you have had to suffer various trials.
The video was true. Everybody hurts. Some hurts are easy to shrug off. Not a big deal. Somebody just having a bad day. But as you know, each one of us knows, there are hurts that penetrate to the core. You never want to experience that hurt again. And yet, as human beings, it's possible that we will. When someone you love is hurting, you take on that hurt. So God knows our pain. When someone you love is being made fun of, or being humiliated, or being looked down upon, and it happens all the time. Maybe you were part of something like that this week. But always remember, everybody hurts. But also remember that God can take your hurts, and he knows your hurts, and he can mold those hurts and shape them into helping others who hurt. I came across this article this week, and I thought it was interesting. I want to share it with you. It's entitled, "I Wasn't God's First Choice," and it was written by a woman whose name is Gladys Allward. She grew up being made fun of. She lived among the poorest of the poor in England. She had a learning disability, so she was asked to leave school. She became a servant. Her parents didn't want her. She had no place to go, so she became a servant to a British family. Her job demanded long hours, hard work, low pay, no encouragement. When she was in her late 20s, she was riding a bus, reading a newspaper, and there was an article about the need for missionaries in China. And from that moment on, Gladys's heart was broken and then open to go to China. And she resolved that she would do that. She applied to the board of the China Inland Mission, but they turned her down. Crushed with disappointment, she returned to her small upstairs room, opened up her purse, turned it upside down, wanting to know how much money she had. 2 pennies fell out of her purse. And she said, "Oh God, here's my Bible, here's my money, here's me. Use me, God." She started scrimping and saving every penny, and she had few, and finally determined, while that she could never save enough money to travel to China by ship, she could scrape together enough for a train ticket across Europe and Asia. A dangerous crossing because of a war blazing on the Manchurian border. The day finally came when a few bewildered friends and family members gathered at London's Liverpool station to see her off. She traveled from England across the Channel to The Hague, across Europe to Moscow, and across Siberia toward China. Bundled in an old overcoat and an orange frock, Gladys carried her bedroll, two suitcases, one stocked with old food, and a bag clanging with pots and pans. People looked at her and thought she was crazy. Day and night, the train pressed on into the frigid Siberian wasteland. And finally, it stopped in the dead of the night, in the middle of a war zone. The other passengers, all soldiers, disembarked and headed in the direction of gunfire. Gladys got off and started going backward, suitcase in hand, the way the train had come, and she nearly died. She nearly froze to death before she found another station to get warm. By sheer determination, Gladys Allward, knowing that God took care of her, moved with an older, single missionary woman who, as it turned out, didn't quite know what to do with her. To make a long story short, Gladys Allward, a maid from England, became one of the most famous missionaries of the 20th century, a woman that has been called the most noted single missionary in modern history. A popular biography of her was made into a movie starring Ingrid Bergman. Those of us who are older would remember Ingrid Bergman. She was featured in an episode of television's This Is Your Life. She traveled the world. She dined with Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. She spoke at some of the greatest American churches. But the most notable thing about Gladys was, and it still remains, her brokenness, her willingness to be hurt for a cause that might help someone else. She never could quite figure out why God would somehow choose her. But she said this, "I know I wasn't God's first choice. Who am I, a lowly maid, that God would do for me to open doors to China? I don't know what happened. God must have chose someone else, and that someone else just didn't show up, or maybe they died. I don't know what happened." But God looked down at a lowly, poor maid, Gladys Allward, her words. And then she says these words, "Think of what you were when you were called." That's what the Apostle Paul said. "Not many of you were wise. Not many of you were influential. Not many of you are of noble birth. But God chose the lowly." And the lowly hurt. And the wise hurt. And the poor hurt. And the wealthy hurt. What we have in common with one another is that everybody hurts. And looking at scriptures, hurt helps us when we go deep into it to realize how much God loves us. If there's nothing in your life that is hurtful, if you've never experienced pain, if you've never experienced loneliness, if you've never been criticized, if you've been healthy, wealthy, and wise all your life, then I've never met you. Everybody hurts. And throughout Scripture, we are reminded of some people who have hurt overwhelmingly. It doesn't take long to read the book of Job and know very quickly that he was a devastated man, a man who had everything, and he lost everything. Yet a man who moved even closer to God, if that were possible. And here are his words. God performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. He bestows rain on the earth and sends water upon the countryside. The lowly he sets on high, even if they don't know it. And those who mourn are lifted to safety. If you are hurting, please experience that God's arms are around you. Remember his words. I am with you always. I will never leave you. I will never desert you. Have you ever imagined, and I suggest doing so, that God is sitting beside you and he puts his arms around you? God knows you better than you know you. And he knows when we hurt. He understands hurt because of what his son had to do for us. Everybody hurts. In the Psalms, David says, I am confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, but wait for the Lord. God's timing and our timing are not always the same. Even while we hurt, take heart and be strong and know that the Lord is with us. And when he said, I am with you always, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. It's true. Just once every day, just think of the thought, God is with me. God is with me. And he whispers to us, I've always been with you. I've always been with you. So in the Old Testament, Isaiah says these words, I took you from the ends of the earth, from the farthest corners of the earth. I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen, I have not rejected you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. These are not just biblical words. These are words of God speaking to us. Even Jesus says this. He says to his disciples and to us today, I have told you these things, his teachings, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world, even while we hurt. The Apostle Paul, who wrote the majority of the New Testament, knows a lot about pain himself. He was usually, because of preaching and going out in society, saying that Jesus was king. He was thrown into prison so many times. He was a full-time, as we said last week, prison worker. He converted a lot of people while he was in prison. But he knew always that he was never alone. That sustained him. And that can sustain each one of us. When you feel desperately alone, hurting, and you can't really put it into words, just know there are arms around you. I'll never leave you, never forsake you. And so Paul says, and we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose, even though they may be difficult days. In all these things, we are more than conquerors, even while we hurt. For I am convinced, he says, that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation ever will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, just a couple of scriptures. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Jesus, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. When you're hurting, remember God's Spirit's with you. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5, praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so we can comfort others. Or Philippians 4, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. It's a pleading prayer. Or the Hebrew writer, whoever that is, says, keep on loving each other. Keep your lives free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, because never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And then he says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. For many years, at the Pepperdine Bible Lectures, Jerry Rushford, who organized the lectures for, I'm not sure how many, 20, 25 years or something, at the end of every lecture series, which would end on a Friday night, year after year after year after year, for 20 to 25 years, he would say the same thing. At the end of the lectures, here's what he said. Now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. So what he was saying is, remember, you are never alone. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of God's Spirit be with you all. Feel it, especially when you're hurting. Know that God is with you. His arms are around you. He whispers to you, I will never forsake you. I am with you always. I want to conclude by reading an article written by Chuck Swindoll. It's not an easy article, but when you're hurting, things aren't so easy. But he gives us some support while we hurt. What gives a widow courage as she stands beside a fresh grave? What is the ultimate hope of those who are physically challenged, or someone who has been abused, someone who maybe was in a fire and became a victim, and the pain they live with? How do parents of a brain-damaged child keep from living their lives without being exhausted and demoralized? Why would anyone who is blind or deaf or paralyzed be encouraged when they think about life beyond the grave? How can we see past the martyrdom of some helpless hostage or a devoted missionary? Where do the thoughts of a young couple go when they recover from the grief, if they ever do, of losing their baby? When a family receives the tragic news that a child was found dead, or a husband was killed in a plane accident, how do they live? How do you survive? How do you breathe? How do you eat? What is the final answer to pain, mourning, insanity, diseases, calamities? The answer to each of these questions is the same. We look forward to the day that Paul reminds us and that God whispers to us, one day there will be no more pain or sorrow. All things will become new. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. all things become new. We draw the strength from this single truth every day of our lives more than we realize. It becomes the mental glue that holds our otherwise shattered thoughts together. Impossible though it may be for some to understand the details how God's going to pull this off. But he promises, someday everything's going to be right. And thank God, all this will change. And when we're with him, when we are with him, God says these words, we shall be like him. To experience his love, his faith, his patience, his forgiveness, to feel what God feels, exactly the way he feels it. We are only a shadow of that. But one day, God says, you'll know it, you'll feel it. And remember, everybody hurts. Everybody hurts. All the hurts will pass, and one day, all things will become new. So when sorrow comes, and when pain comes, as each of us have experienced, remember the promises of God. Physically, if you can, feel his presence with you. I am with you always. That means even while you're sleeping, he's with you. When you awake, he's with you. When you are in pain, he whispers, everybody hurts. Everybody hurts. But I'm with you, even in your pain. We will be made new. Amen.
Forgive me if I reiterate some of what Don's already said. I'd even pulled off a copy of the lyrics to the song, Everybody Hurts. So we're on the same track. So I'm going to edit some of this out. Life, the older you get, the more you realize, this is not what I expected. You are thrown all kinds of curveballs. You are tilted. You become out of balance. Things are not what they seem. Life is not fair. It just isn't. So, we struggle. We try and make sense of it as best we can. It's enigmatic. It can't be solved. Just when we think we know or can explain, there's another situation that comes into our life that tests us, burdens us. Perhaps there are some things about life we don't need to know. If we can wrestle with that a little bit too. We're not able to explain everything. We try to understand. We hurt. What do we do when we hurt? We question. We question why. We lament. We feel bad, down. We protest. Stuff happens. COVID happens. We can't control it. We are not in charge. Job losses happen. Violence around the world, as Glennis has pointed out, we're just overwhelmed by the amount of situations where people are hurting, be it floods or earthquakes or fires or you name it. It's all there in the news. It happens. Yet we open our eyes and embrace goodness also. We're not dragged under by all of this around us and in the world. We go outside and we see the sunset. Awesome. Well, who's talking to you? I think that's God saying, look, I'm still here. Here is some of my grace that you can see this, a rainbow, whatever it is, physically corrects a little of the imbalance, maybe. Now, that's all physical. We have the joys of embracing some of the goodness and the beauty in the world around us. We are surrounded by His grace, by these physical items. I mean, even birds and insects can somehow trigger an appreciation for God's creation. The joys of food, companionship, children, and life in Christ. There will always be troubles, as Don said. Problems, things that are wrong within this world. We will lament the evil and affirm the goodness. Goodness is here, now, with us, because the presence of God is here. We are about to partake of some simple emblems that are meant to restore our faith in God, in one another, by encouraging one another, by doing this together, we affirm the goodness of God. Jesus is being remembered, and this little expression carries us through and strengthens our faith. Sustaining our faith and sustaining one another, because everybody hurts sometime. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your presence, for your Son, Jesus, the sacrifice made, the hurts experienced. Bless these emblems to help us remain faithful and strengthen one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
The theme today has been everybody hurts, and the reality is December can be a particularly challenging month for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. For that reason, this month we are going to be running the Connects Ontario information in our bulletin throughout the month. This is for crisis mental health. It's a perfectly anonymous 24-hour mental health line. If you hurt this month, please don't hurt alone. Hurt with somebody, reach out to somebody. And there are people in this room who are willing to hurt with you. I didn't prompt anybody on this, but if you are willing to hurt with somebody, if you are willing to be the safe person, please raise your hand. Okay, thank you. And if you are not hurting this month, please pray for the wisdom to see and hear the hurt around you. Amen.
Today's the first Sunday in Advent, which is not really something that we practice much in our version of the church. But the first Sunday in Advent, which is part of one of the, a candle is lit on each of four Sundays prior to Christmas. And the symbolism of the first Sunday of Advent is hope. And I feel like we have heard some great messages to remind us that there is hope, even in the pain. And that's not in any way, shape, or form to minimize the pain. It's not good to minimize the pain. Pain is needed to help us grieve, to help us be human. But there is hope. As Dawn has said, God is always with us, always has been, always will be. And there are miracles upon miracles upon miracles, big ones, small ones. We just need the eyes to see them. And sometimes that's very hard when we're hurting. And yet they're right there. There. One group in our church that is giving small pieces of hope and small pieces of warmth are giving knitters. And I am not a giving knitter. I'm not a knitter. And sometimes I'm a little reluctant at giving. But I know that pieces of knitted clothing for winter are so appreciated. I am sort of an artist, and I know how much time and effort and love goes into knitting a piece. So our giving knitters are getting ready. They've been busy making warm things for donations. And they're ready to pack up all of their loot. And they're actually in need of, they're going to be doing that this Tuesday. But they are in need of a couple of people to help set up some tables. So if you would, with me, close our eyes and join me in a prayer. Dearest Lord God, we are so grateful that you are always with us. God, please help us to be willing to be those who remind others that you're always with us. Help us when we struggle, when we're hurting, to remember that you're always with us, that there is no gray, there is no alone, there is no nothing. God, with you, it is always. Yes, there is hope. There's tomorrow. God, not even death has been able to keep us from you. God, that's awesome. That's so much what we need. And God, thank you so much that you know, that Jesus knows, God, and that your Spirit helps us to remember that you're there for us. God, we love you. We thank you. Help us to be Jesus in the world this week. And God, help us to accept when those people who want to love us, help us to let them in. God, we love you. We thank you. We're so grateful for you and for the church that you've given us. God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go have a great week.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We are currently holding in-person services following provincial COVID-19 regulations. If you would like to be part of the videos but aren't comfortable joining us in person, you can send us a video. Get in touch via email or on Facebook for more details. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV, copyright 2011 by Biblica Inc., used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. You can find out more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.